just like they have the last two seasons. They are off to another great start as Sean Campbell joins us from TSN 690 in Montreal. Sean, welcome back to the show. How are you doing?
Yeah, you guys, I'm doing well. You guys shouldn't rely on one goaltender. Was it Cam Talbot has all six wins? Like, you know, you got to spread the wealth like the Canadians are. Montoya and Price, they have three wins apiece. This is healthy, right?
Yeah, well, I wonder if, obviously him coming off the injury, he played in the World Cup, part of it, but I wonder if it's also the head coach saying, you guys need to understand, you have to play well regardless of who the goalie is.
Yeah, and I think that's just starting from the top. And they just wanted one. They went and got a veteran backup. And last year when Mike Condon took over the backup position, he won the backup position. It was Dustin Tokarski's job because he had it the year prior. And Tokarski was so bad in training camp, they had to give it to Mike Condon. They just said, okay, Mike, you won this job. But this is a guy that was undrafted out of college, and he was like just happy to be in the NHL, and then next thing you know, he was a starting goaltender of the Montreal Canadiens, and then they fell flat on their face, like you said, just riding on those rims. But this year, they went and got Al Montoya. They went out and got Shea Weber. They went out and got Andrew Shaw. They got Alex Radulov, and they decided to change the mentality and the feeling in that dressing room, and so far, very early in the season, is paying dividends.
Shea Weber. He, like Chris Russell in Edmonton, giving the proverbial you-know-what to the analytics, the certain people in the analytics community who questioned Shea Weber because, man, he is off to a fantastic start.
Yeah, by certain people, I think the crowd's a little smaller than on the Chris Russell, bandwagon, because Shea Weber's just a different type of defenseman.
Oh, no, trust me. I had people saying he shouldn't be on Team Canada. Like, it was amazing to me when they were breaking down the analytic numbers that they saw, because evidently they never watched a game.
Yeah, and it's amazing to watch him play because he's of course, and you know that, you know, the conversation of PK Subban versus Shea Weber happened all summer, is happening every single postgame show I host, and it will continue until the Canadians win probably two Stanley Cups. They probably need two for some fans to get over this trade for PK Subban for Shea Weber. But just evaluating what Shea Weber brings to the table, and he's probably shooting a little bit past of what he actually can do right now. There's a guy with 9 points in seven games. He's plus 12. He's been on the ice for only three goals all season, two of which came on the opposition's power play. So from the beginning of the season, there has been one even strength goal against Shea Weber when he's on the ice. Oh, wait, he plays half the game. He's never tired. It's pretty much a treat. I've watched Shea Weber play. I'm not going to say I watched him game in and game out with Nashville, but you knew how good he was. You watched him with Team Canada. Now, watching him through seven games, it's a treat. You're watching one of the elite defensemen play every single night in the National Hockey League. Do I think he's going to plateau a little bit offensively, defensively? Yes, that's going to come. But that line of plateau is still going to be one of the best in the NHL.
Sean Campbell joins us from Montreal. Sean, so outside of, you know, Weber, who else on that team has played well and been a main contributor to their red hot start?
Brendan Gallagher. There's something about the way he's playing hockey this year that he's taking it to another level. He is really dictating play out for the Montreal Canadiens every single time he's out on the ice. Now, this is a guy we know he never takes a shift off. He was a fifth-round draft pick. We had to work for every moment he was on the ice in junior and then the AHL and then to get to the NHL because of his size. But there is something about his play this year that has definitely changed, and it's pretty impressive for the Canadiens. Yes, there are point totals for Max Pacioretty and Alex Galchenyuk, but a lot of people feel that they haven't really hit their stride this year. And those are the two linemates that have been with Brendan Gallagher. Thomas Plekanec has yet to score a goal, though he's shutting down the team's opposition. You know, these guys aren't producing. They blanked the Pittsburgh Penguins, who had Evgeny Malkin. Claude Giroux's line came up empty against Thomas Plekanec. The only goal that John Tavares scored was on a power play when they faced them last night. And this is Thomas Plekanec is doing the job there, but offensively it's not there. So, offensively it's been Brendan Gallagher. He's been bringing it every night, and it's also been fun to watch the work ethic of Alex Radulov.
Well, Radulov, a lot of people didn't mind that signing because it's a one-year deal, right? There's not a long-term risk in that deal by any stretch, and the Habs you know, if I guess if they do it right in the negotiation, don't even have to protect him because they can wait and then get him to sign a contract after the expansion draft, right? So what has impressed you most about Radulov? What is he doing different this time compared to how he was the last time in the National Hockey League?
Well, the last time, you're talking about 8-9 years ago, there's really actually not that much different about the hockey player. The hockey player is pretty much the same. If you remember Alex Radulov, he was of the Ovechkin-esque mold. And what I mean is he's a guy that has no problem getting down physically. He has this type of energy out on the ice. He's dynamic. He wants the puck. He wants to dictate the play. And I think that's something that a lot of people forgot. When he was with Nashville, he was a successful hockey player. Where it all fell apart was going to party to 5 a.m. before a playoff game. You know, that's where it all fell apart. That was 9 years ago. But on the ice, there really wasn't much negativity around how he played the game. And then the province of Quebec loved him. He played his junior hockey with the Quebec Remparts. So he's already idolized by a certain core of the fans here. And what I'll say through 7 games is this guy, and I tweeted this out, I think he is the hardest working NHL hockey player. It's insane to watch how he never takes a shift off. Now, his point totals, sometimes he'll just have no points or he'll have 1 point, but sometimes you're like, he was the best player on the ice. And you're like, and he didn't have the points there, but he's been playing with a couple guys that are struggling offensively. But at the same time, this guy gives it his all every single shift. Is that going to last for 82 games? I doubt it. But so far through 7 games, it's been pretty impressive to watch how much he wants to be in the NHL, how much he wants another contract so early.
Sean Campbell from 690 TSN in Montreal joins us. Andrew Shaw, they acquired in the offseason. In 7 games, he has 1 goal. 10 penalty minutes. And of course, you know, he had the suspension the preseason and he had another warning. Has he tempered his game? Is he playing well, just not getting any stats, or has he been a little hesitant after the talking to and suspension?
Good word on hesitant. I think that's a bit of a worry for Canadiens fans, because ever since he sat down with Stephane Quintal and he was told, hey, you know, the slew foot against Buffalo, that's probably not the way you want to do things. You should probably watch what you're doing, because there was a couple incidents. Ryan White was running around against the Montreal Canadiens, kind of face watching Alex Galchenyuk, kind of doing what he needed to do. Wayne Simmonds hit Andre Markov from behind the other night. And you're like, okay, well, Andrew Shaw's going to go talk to those guys and do something. Maybe it was dictated from the coaching staff said, don't bother with that. Just go out and play your game. But ever since the preseason, where he did bring a lot of that, what do you call that, playing on the line, right? Do not cross line, but hit that line the way that Andrew Shaw plays so well. It's been about 4 or 5 games where he's disappeared. And Habs fans are worried that he has got a stern talking to and he's not the same player anymore. I think that'll change. I think that he is a guy that will draw penalties. He'll get under the skin of the opposition. But maybe he just needs just one moment or one game to know that he can go back to where he was, because there has been, like you said, hesitation in his game of late.
When you look at this this team, Alexei Emelin, now he's been paired with Shea Weber. Now, with Weber playing as many minutes as he does, how has Emelin looked in that role? I know he's not going to play all the minutes with Shea Weber, but how has Emelin looked? Has the addition of Weber made him a better player?
Yes. I think the addition of Weber has made Beaulieu a better player. I think he's made Jeff Petrie a better player. Andre Markov is probably a better player. And Greg Pat, I've just named all the defensemen. That's kind of the effect that Shea Weber has. It's interesting because we've seen Beaulieu and Yemelin be paired up with Shea Weber this year. And Yemelin always looks good when he's next to a guy that, plays pretty well. He looked really good last year when he played with Jeff Petrie, someone that you guys know. But when he's been paired with Shea Weber, he's looked good. His worst game was last night against Long Island. He was on the ice for both goals. You could say that he was tripped on one and then high-sticked on another, but you just want him to play a little bit tougher. And we didn't. I think when everybody saw Yemelin and Shea Weber together, didn't think it was a long-term solution for the Canadiens.
Okay.
But in the matchup that he played well was against the Flyers. And the Flyers are a team that have one line. And they just went to Yemelin and Shea Weber and said, okay, you guys are going to go up against Simmonds, Shen, and Giroux. Just make sure they don't score. And that and Alexi Yemelin took that to heart, and he played amazing. And it was the same job he had against John Tavares. And it was like, just go up against that line, make sure they don't score. Now, John Tavares is a little bit more dynamic. He did get that power play goal off the stick of Alexi Yemelin. So it's going to be a little bit tougher for him to, in those situations. I think tonight, if they're paired together, they're going to have a tough time because it's the Tampa Bay Lightning, and they can roll a couple more lines than other teams. So we'll see what they want to do with the pairings moving forward. But I think it was situational for Michel Therrien. I think he saw the Flyers and he said, Yemelin and Weber, that's something that we can use moving forward. But yeah, he has played probably his best hockey, and it's, you know, in part of improved confidence and that he's playing with Shea Weber.
One player I don't know much about on the Montreal roster who has two goals and 3 points now in seven games, Arturi Lehkonen. Where is he from? I know he's a young 21-year-old. How has he looked, and is he somebody that maybe has surprised people early on in Montreal?
Yeah, he was given a shot early on to make the top six for the Montreal Canadiens. He was a second-round draft pick back in 2013. He's from Finland, and he last year played as a 20-year-old in the Swedish Elite League. So he now has the assignment to play in top 6 minutes alongside Thomas Mikanets and Alex Radulov. It's interesting about that line. The line itself has struggled. Alex Radulov has looked the best of the three because you have Alex Radulov, who played in the KHL last year. You have Thomas Mikanets, who played in the NHL last year. And you have Arturi Lehkonen, who played in the Swedish Elite League last year. These guys have never crossed paths in their lives. One's from, you know, one's from the Czech Republic, one's from Russia, and one's from Finland playing in Sweden. And now they're supposed to have chemistry right away. So there's a reason why that line has struggled. But you mentioned two goals so far from this rookie. I think it's thumbs up so far. It's been good. He's got a great shot. And Michel Therrien trusts him defensively. He gets shifts on the PK. Not many rookies get that, especially from Michel Therrien-type coaching. So I think so far you'd have to give him a solid B-plus through seven games.
Sean, appreciate your time. Enjoy the rest of the season.
All right. Go Talbot.